This was recruited from a prospective study of caregiving on immunologic aging. So as a consequence, 21 individuals were caregivers and 27 were non-caregivers. In all the analyses, I statistically controlled for the status of whether they were a caregiver or not. It was a midlife sample, as Sean indicated. It's 51 to 79 years old. All these individuals were free from chronic medical conditions and medications known to affect stress hormones, and they were all non-smokers. So it was a good, healthy sample of 48 postmenopausal women. And to look at sleep, it would be nice to get, you know, more objective measures of sleep. And I, you know, in some time in my lifetime, I would love to do a sleep study. I mean, in the laboratory. But, you know, the evidence showing this link between sleep deprivation and stress reactivity, you know, sleep deprivation is certainly an extreme form of sleep loss. Something that, though it, you know, in partial sleep paradigms can help model what chronic sleep debt exists, I have always been more interested in kind of the natural variation in sleep. And so we used the very validated Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index to get a global sleep score. And we did body measures in the clinic to look at the role of adiposity. So body mass index, sagittal diameter, specifically sagittal diameter because it gives us a good estimate of visceral adiposity, so kind of the bad fat around the organs. IL-6 and IL-10 were measured by high sensitivity immunoassay at Stanford University by Firdaus Dabar.